We're going to talk to Justin Ellis. He's the largest Raider we've had in this year, I think.
No, come on. You say that about every guy that comes in here.
He's from Louisiana Tech. They are known for women's basketball and Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
That's Louisiana Tech. What's up, Justin? Or no, we got to call you Jelly, huh? Does everybody call you Jelly or does anybody call you Justin?
It just depends. Man, everybody call me Jelly.
Okay, that's
except
what
you're talking about. My mom called me Justin.
Who gave you the nickname Jelly?
One of my high school coaches.
What, was that a good thing or a bad thing?
I never knew. He never told me.
And now everybody calls you that. You're cool with Jelly.
Yeah, everybody calls me Jelly.
All right, cool.
I like that nickname.
But your mama doesn't like Jelly, so I'm going to call you Justin.
She might call me Jelly every now and then.
Your mom does?
Every now and then.
Oh, then it's cool. We'll call you Jelly then.
All right.
Do all your teammates here call you Jelly?
Everybody call me Jelly. Big Jelly.
All right. Big Jelly.
Big Jelly.
Right. I like that. Right. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter at... Jelly underscore the Don. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
At Jelly underscore the Don.
You've been up to do a Jelly Belly. What's it called? Jelly Belly in Fairfield? Little candies you've been up
to? Oh, that's, yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah, you would
go.
Damage that place.
Jelly Belly, right? Yeah, Jelly Belly.
Business. Yeah, the Jelly Belly.
I go up there once or twice a year.
Yeah, I got to go.
So I got a good story. So we're coming back from London, right? I'm sitting in my – I'm looking for my seat, and I look over – and Jelly's in my seat. You know how it is. All the players are up front. They're in, like, the double wides and everything like that. And the
TVs. He wanted to spread out, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't like the seats in first class, did you? So I just went, hey, it's cool. I just took the one behind you.
Yeah,
I was fine.
Really
I wasn't
like
going to fight you or anything, but the seats were better.
Yeah,
back
I like
there.
It. I like the layout, the stretch out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
So you're getting a lot of snaps. I mean, early in the year, they were kind of working you in. But now you're playing, you're starting, you're playing a lot of snaps. How's your body feel right now?
I mean, I feel good right now. I mean, I'm doing the stuff that some of the vets told me to take care of my body, like ice tub and rollouts and stretching. So right now I'm holding up pretty good.
Yeah, but you're 9 games in, so if you're doing college football, you'd be nearing the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm
now
saying.
Now you're just at the midway point, so you're feeling good?
Yeah, it's a long season, but, yeah, I'm feeling good right now. So one game at a time, 1 week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking what you weigh right now? Because I know you lost weight, you gained weight.
That's
to
like
get
asking
ready
a woman, man.
He's Jelly. He's a nose tackle. He's a defensive tackle in the NFL.
I mean, right now,
what are you playing at right now?
I'm playing at around, like, 340.
Is that a good weight for you?
Yeah, it's a good weight. I mean – I think it's a good weight. It just depends, really. But I think it's a good weight, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, in college, you played in a 3-4, right?
Mm-mm, 4-3.
Oh, you were in a 4-3.
Yeah, I mean, we ran 3-4 schemes, but we 4-3 mainly.
And when you ran a 3-4, were you the nose or were you the 5 technique or what did you play?
A lot. I mean, whatever.
You moved all around.
Yeah, all around.
So my question is, what's the best place to play you? Should you play over the nose? Should you play... Is a 3 technique, a 5 technique? And what's the best place to use you on the front? You can do everything.
Yeah, it don't really matter.
Really?
I mean, nowadays, I mean, anywhere inside, I could do the 3 technique or I can, you know, do the nose. I'm getting so much better at the nose now. I mean, because in college, I played the nose, but not strictly nose. But now I'm playing mostly nose, you know, especially in base front. So right now, I think I'm so much better at the nose now. So.
How's it been so far? I mean, you're coming in as a fourth-round pick. Some fourth-rounders play a lot. You got another one, Keith McGill, came in the fourth round. He hasn't played at all. So in terms of just your overall transition to the NFL, from a place like Louisiana Tech, no offense,
yeah,
but I mean,
know,
it's not
I know,
it's not
yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah, yeah,
so
no offense.
But, I mean, you know, I'm just saying it's in the WAC.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
But, but I mean, it's a big jump. I'm just saying it's a big jump.
Jump.
So how's it been?
I mean, it's been good. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's just football. Not to be bragging or nothing. I think it's just football. But every week, I mean, with me being a fourth-round pick, you know, I come in with a chip on my shoulder. You know, I think a lot of people looked over me saying, I wouldn't be good enough to play. So right now I just play with a chip on my shoulder and try to get better every week.
Have you studied the San Diego Chargers at all, their offensive line a little bit?
Yes.
Looks like they hold a lot to me, don't they?
Oh, yeah, everybody
like,
do.
But it seems like this line holds every play.
Oh, they do. Everybody do.
I mean. Do you get held every play? If you felt like that they're blocking you legally or inside like that, especially with the umpire now, back where the referee is and not behind the defense, you get held a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they hold a lot. But if they're on call, it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
So what's the coaching point when you're being held? Because Khalil Mack's getting held a lot, too. What's the coaching point? Just get their hands off or scream at the zebras that they're holding you?
Get the hands off, and if it's just like if they got a strict grip, you just got to just fall, flop, you know, throw your hands up.
Yeah.
Make sure the referee can see you or something. But most likely he's probably not going to call it unless it's like a big deal, and probably he won't call it in.
So. Chargers have it down to an art form.
Yeah.
They hold every play.
Yeah. It's got to be blatant.
They tackle.
I think they teach them, don't they? Seriously.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of O-linemen hold, but, yeah, they do hold.
But you have to have the reputation. Like, I bet J.J. Watt gets a call that you're not going to get,
oh, yeah,
right?
for sure.
Wait, so you're a rookie fourth round, and they're like,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to build up to, you know, get those calls. So, I mean, that's a part of the game.
You know, John was talking about the jump you made. I could tell pretty early that you could play in this league. I think it was the Viking game, their first preseason game when you're just knocking people back. It just seemed like – did you realize – right away that you had the skill set and you were good enough to play here?
Yes, sir. I feel like that. I mean, I knew I had some growing to do. And I still got growing to do, but yeah. I do feel like I can play.
And going back to that Viking game, speaking of your mother, I remember you picking up, scrambling for that fumble.
And
you got concussed and you didn't play for a couple of weeks. What did Mama say about that when you, like your second snap in the NFL, you're walking off the field?
Well, she was just happy I was okay. And, you know, when I talked to her, because it was a while before I talked to her because I couldn't really get on the phone because my head was bad. So when I finally talked to her, you know, she just wanted to make sure I was okay because from home, everybody, you know, only thing it read was, like, head injury. So they thought it was, like, something big. You know, they wasn't watching the game. So, you know, well, they was watching the game, but then when it happened, I guess it was on commercial or something, mm-hmm. and then, like, you know, it just said head injury. I won't return, so. She called, and when I finally got in touch with her, she was just, you know, happy I was okay.
And you missed a couple of games, didn't you?
Yeah, I missed, until the last preseason game.
Yeah, that's right.
Justin Ellis, joining us, Jelly, 78, joining us here in the wheelhouse, John Lund, Greg Papa. NFL.com had your rookie class as the top rookie class in all the NFL, and Khalil is obviously at the top. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr is obviously in there. Gabe Jackson has played very well. You have played very well. T.J. Carey's played very well. Mm-hmm. Are you guys kind of a tight fraternity? Are you guys all being rookies and having a certain amount of success?
Yeah, I think we're pretty close. I mean, coming into the NFL, a lot of people, you know, say stuff like you know, you really want to be close with your teammates because it's NFL ball. It's all about you, your production, and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's been different for me. You know, it's been a different experience. I mean, like, all the rookie, we all close. You know, when we do, like, our rookie, like, meetings and stuff, we all close. We, you know, sit around and talk. We go into depth about stuff, personal things, you know. So I think that was cool. And our vets, I think our vets so much, you know, different from what a lot of people – you know, explain about vets and stuff. So I think this has been a good experience.
Hey, who's taking you on your wing on the line? Justin and
Antonio.
Pat Sims?
Oh, boy. Antonio. If Antonio is, you got trouble, man.
Assassin?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't want you to say that.
That guy's a trip, isn't he?
Yeah.
Man. Does he ever stop?
Yeah.
He does?
Does he have a mute
I've
button?
Never seen it stop.
He never stops.
He's so funny.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's really funny.
What's the funniest thing he's ever done?
Oh, man.
He's
all types of stuff. I just like the way he talks. Yeah, I mean, he talks so country. Like.
He does. He's a cowboy, right?
Yeah.
He's got like 10 alter egos.
Dude, yeah, he
when he was in London, man, the media just got a hold of him, and it was like he would not. He didn't have an off switch there.
Tone Stradamus. Yeah.
They love him.
Assassin.
My gosh.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
All right, we're laughing here, but you guys are 0-9.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the worst season you've ever been a part of in organized football? Can you ever recall a year like this? And what is the mood around here? What are the vets telling you? I mean, Justin Tuck has two Super Bowl rings, and Antonio's played in the Super Bowl, and Charles has one. What's the mood here?
I mean, it's still positive. I can say that. A lot of guys still positive. I mean, a lot of stuff, we just not winning. We all know we not doing the things when it's time to do it. To win the game, you know, we playing close, but when it's time to win, we just haven't done it, you know. So a lot of guys just telling us to keep pushing, you know. That's all we really can do right about now. I mean, you know, stuff falling, but at the same time, we just kind of pick each other up and one game at a time. And Louisiana Tech, you know, it's Louisiana Tech, so we
didn't have Sonny Dykes there.
Yeah,
Dykes.
I mean, that's when
you guys scored.
Yeah, that's when the game – I mean, that's when our program was on the rise then. But at first, I mean, You know, we had 4-8, 4-8, 4-8. You know, so once we finally started going, that's when we got, you know, good.
You had Peyton. I don't know if you could hear him, but he was pretty frustrated. They were fighting over on their sideline with his coordinator, Adam Gase. Could you sense that you had them for at least 27 minutes a little rattled? They didn't quite know what you guys were doing.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, it was. It felt good to be able to have them rattled a little bit. I mean, defense, we was answering to, you know, just about everything until, like, you know, a lot of sudden change started happening. Then, we, you know, we kind of, like, you know, let them get to us a little bit. But at first, yeah, we did have them, I thought.
So it's not jelly donuts? Like you could, like you didn't eat a bunch of jelly donuts or something?
I don't even like jelly donuts.
You don't?
I don't even really like jelly beans.
Well, I guess he's not going to
Jelly Belly.
Belly.
Those are jelly
I don't know.
Beans.
Those are pretty good.
Well, I guess some of them are good. Yeah.
Yeah. The popcorn ones
we
are terrible.
We got to find this coach that dubbed you jelly and see what
yeah,
he meant.
See what, yeah, see what's going on. I really want to know, too.
What's his name? We'll call
him.
David Taylor.
David Taylor.
We'll call him up. Right. Hey, thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks, Jelly.
There's Jelly. Justin Ellis, defensive tackle for the Raiders, joining us.